self-isolating young man gets a visitation from heaven. He was young, he was poor, and he was fearful. This fearful, self-isolating young man meets an angel. He was young, poor, and fearful. But Paul said to Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." God has gone on the record for saying this. "For you see your calling, brothers and sisters, not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised. God has chosen." He's chosen you. "And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." So our hero today could be considered the doubting Thomas of the Old Testament. He was not convinced of his call until he got a personal audience with God, as well as two separate miraculous signs. That's what it took to convince him. Fair enough. Signing up to serve God's mandate can be costly. Just ask Peter, Paul, or Mary. Costly. But he was designed and destined for this. How do I know? Because God picked him out of a crowd of more likely candidates, and his name confirms his calling. He lived during days like today of contention and strife. His mortal enemies were good at that, and they were named after it. God's people were getting hit wave after wave of marauding invaders, looters, and idolaters. And what's worse, God's people had acclimatized to the opposition and adopted their ways. But God raised up a deliverer. I'm not talking about Abraham, Moses, Joshua, or David, but their stories are the same. Abraham took his men and returned the booty, rescued Lot from the families of the plain. Moses faced off with Pharaoh and his magicians. Joshua won the battle after battle, blowing ram horns and the like. And David ran to the battle with Goliath. So, what's the name of our young hero? You have it? Gideon. Gideon means a hewer or cutter of wood. And who better to cut down the Asherah poles? The Midianites, and the name Midian means contention or strife. The Midianites were terrorizing the land. There are people in America, in our world today, of other gods, of no god, that are attempting to take out God's plan and God's people. So, they are causing strife, contention in our nation, in our world. We, like Gideon, should not hide or shrink back. Now, this is the original 300. If you've seen the movie 300, you know that King Leonidas of Sparta led a group of his 300 men and tried to stave off the Persians, Xerxes and his Persians, at the Thermopylae Pass. And there, King Leonidas and his 300 soldiers gave their lives. But Gideon's army is the biblical 300, and Gideon and his 300, it went from this to 300, opposed by 135,000 Midianites, Amalekites, and Amorites. Folks, somebody do the math. 300 against 135,000. So Gideon lived to tell the story because God was with Gideon and God is with you. So here it is. I'm reading from Judges chapter 6. Gideon has six letters, so we know to go to chapter 6. That's a good way to remember it. And here it is. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, be an oak tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon, whose name means hewer or cutter of wood, was threshing wheat in the winepress. Folks, this guy is self-isolating. He's living in fear in order to hide from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Now, who do you suppose the angel of the Lord was? And said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Oh my goodness. Gideon is hiding out in a winepress, threshing grain because the looters and the contenders and the strife armies have come down, and every harvest season would wipe out God's people, wipe out the economy. Gideon said to the angel of the Lord, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us?" Church, are you asking that question? If the Lord is with us, why is everything going south? Why is everything going to chaos? Where are the miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, "Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?" You remember the 10 plagues and laying down the Israelites with all sorts of riches as they walked out of Egypt to the promised land. And I would add to that, where are the signs of the apostles as they raised the dead and healed the sick? Here we are in great distress. The church shut down. Gideon goes on to say, "But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites," the contenders, the strivers. But that's when the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, for you shall save God's people from the hand of the contenders and the strivers, the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" You see, the people of the land had called out to the Lord. So he said to him, Gideon says, this is the doubting Thomas of the Old Testament now. He said to him, "Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest. My little family group in Manasseh, one of the smallest tribes, and I'm the youngest in my father's house." We've got a lot of excuses here, folks. Does that remind you of somebody else? Maybe Jeremiah, maybe Moses. Now the Lord said to Gideon, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Then he said to him, If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk to me. Folks, three signs later, Gideon does the job. So what kind of sign do you need today? The Lord is with you, church. Oh, thou mighty men and women, boys and girls, sons and daughters of valor. We've experienced Pentecost. We've experienced the death resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's rise up and let's come against this contention. Let's come against this strife. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. And it's time for us to rise up and be the mighty men and women of valor, the sons and daughters, just like young Gideon. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And yes, he loves to choose the weakest, the poorest, the... Yeah. God is with you. Rise up. Can I get a witness? Go for it.